Arlington National Cemetery, just outside Washington, one of the nation's most hallowed sites. It's where the remains of more than 300,000 service members are buried, including many who died in military conflicts dating back to the American Civil War. As families come here to say their final goodbyes, the Army continues to deal with the fallout from an unfolding scandal over cemetery mismanagement. John McHugh is Secretary of the Army.
There's simply no excuse. And on behalf of the United States Army, on behalf of myself, I deeply apologize to the families of the honored fallen resting in that hallowed ground who may now question the care afforded to their loved ones.
Army officials say as many as 6,600 graves at Arlington appear to be unmarked or mislabeled on cemetery maps. The revelations followed a seven-month investigation into poor record-keeping and improper burials of American soldiers killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. Among the discoveries, bodies buried on top of one another in the same grave and unidentified cremated remains found in a landfill on cemetery grounds. After the scandal broke earlier this year, the cemetery superintendent, John Metzler, and his deputy, Thurman Higginbotham, abruptly retired. At a congressional hearing, Higginbotham tried to explain to Senator Claire McCaskill what went wrong.
Anything done by hand for 140-plus years, there has to be some errors somewhere.
It's called keeping track of who you bury where. That is not a complicated task.
So far, the Defense Department has received more than 1,000 calls from concerned families who worry their loved ones might be buried in the wrong place. One such call last month from the concerned widow of a soldier led to the discovery that her husband and another soldier had been buried in each other's graves. Cemetery officials also exhumed the body of a Marine killed in Iraq in 2006, but the family was able to positively identify his remains. An Army spokesman said officials were gratified the outcome in that case was positive. Still, the scandal weighs on the minds of many of the cemetery's nearly 4 million annual visitors, such as Dee Lavery and her husband.
It's inexcusable. This is someplace where heroes are buried, and you take better care of them than that.
The Army says it has begun to strengthen its management and oversight at Arlington Cemetery, including cross-checking grave sites and modernizing the record-keeping system. But some family members of fallen soldiers say they still wonder whether their loved ones are properly resting in peace in the nation's premier military cemetery. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Washington.